With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening to sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. Holy Week is at the heart of the Christian faith as the season of Lent comes to an end and the drama of the Passion unfolds before the startling news of the resurrection on Easter. On today's program, then, we'll celebrate the triumph of Palm Sunday and then move to the agony of the Passion as we enter into one of the most dramatic and powerful weeks of the Christian year. We'll listen to profound sacred choral and organ music by Byrd, Ireland, Bruckner, and many others. We'll begin with brilliant organ music for Palm Sunday. The plain chant, Hosanna Filio David, heard in long notes in the pedal, provides the basis for the boisterous Les Rameaux, or The Palms, by Jean Langlais. Robert Gallagher performs on the organ of St. Patrick's Church in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Les Rameaux by Jean Langlais, portraying Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Robert Gallagher played the lively Fulcher organ at St. Patrick's Church in Washington, D.C. Orlando Gibbons succeeded Tallis and Byrd as a composer in the Chapel Royal. His wonderful setting of the text Hosanna to the Son of David is next, described by one commentator as a wonderfully uplifting flurry of six-part contrapuntal wizardry. Stile Antico sings.
Thank you.
The great Palm Sunday hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. Rupert Goff accompanied. Earlier, we heard Steely Antico sing Hosanna to the Son of David by Orlando Gibbons. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Michael Slaan, a native of Buffalo, New York, is director of choral music at the University of Virginia. Several years ago, he composed a haunting setting of the text from the Gospel of John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We'll hear it from a recording made in live performance by the Buffalo-based chamber ensemble Vocalis. James Burritt conducts. I Am the Way by Michael Slaan. Vocalis performed under the direction of James Burritt. One of the most beloved and touching settings of Ave Verum from the Renaissance is that by William Byrd. The harmonic cross-relations and carefully prepared dissonances and resolutions give this setting its particular beauty and poignancy. We'll hear it performed by the Dutch ensemble The Gents, directed by Peter Dykstra. Music of William Byrd on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
Samuel Crossman's 17th century reflection on the Passion, My Song is Love Unknown, was most sensitively set in 1918 by composer John Ireland as a hymn. We just heard it in an arrangement by Betty Carr Polkingham and performed by musicians from St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. George Ellis Mims conducted. Earlier we heard the Gents sing William Byrd's setting of Ave Verum Corpus. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music from Byzantine Jerusalem is next, medieval chant reconstructed from a liturgy for Good Friday from the 9th century. This liturgy had worshippers traveling to different sites and shrines around Jerusalem for portions of the service in which 11 gospel readings narrate the Passion of Jesus. The Passion Office begins in the middle of the night on the Mount of Olives, and we'll hear an antiphon from that portion of the liturgy in procession to the Mount of Olives, sung by Capella Romana, led by Alexander Lingus.
No.
Medieval Byzantine chant beginning the Jerusalem Passion Office from the 9th century with In Procession to the Mount of Olives. Cappella Romana was led by Alexander Lingus. Among the motets of Anton Bruckner, one of the most powerful is his setting of Christus Factus Est, Christ was made obedient unto death. It sets a portion of text from the Book of Philippians. We'll hear one of three settings that Bruckner composed on this text, this being the most well-known. Stephen Clayberry leads the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
Christus Factus Est by Anton Bruckner. Stephen Cleberry directed the choir of King's College, Cambridge. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In the mid-1950s, composer Vincent Persichetti wrote a set of hymns and responses for the church year in a more modern musical harmonic style, but still within the classical tradition. Among them is an extremely expressive setting of a text by Phineas Fletcher, a late Renaissance English poet and ordained priest. Drop, Drop, Slow Tears, in its spare language and musical setting, captures the deep anguish of the Passion and its effect on believers. Some years after writing the hymn, he composed an organ chorale prelude commissioned by the University of Kentucky. We'll hear the hymn first, sung by Madrigalia, led by Roger Wilhelm. That'll be followed by the organ chorale prelude. Music of Vincent Persichetti on With Heart and Voice.
Seeks not wet eyes.
Chorale Prelude on Drop, Drop, Slow Tears by Vincent Persichetti. I performed on the organ of Asbury First United Methodist Church in Rochester, New York. Earlier, the hymn was sung by Madrigalia under the direction of Roger Wilhelm. The Solemn Reproaches of the Cross is an ancient Christian text which is used to close the service for Good Friday. One of the most moving choral settings of these reproaches comes from the pen of English composer and conductor John Sanders, who was organist of Gloucester Cathedral for nearly 30 years, ending in 1994. We'll hear him lead the choir of Gloucester Cathedral in this recording of The Reproaches.
Thank you.
The reproaches, as set by John Sanders, who led the choir of Gloucester Cathedral in these words, which traditionally end services for Good Friday. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to mark Palm Sunday and the beginning of Holy Week. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.